The time is 8 p.m. N4NRV repeater. N4NRV repeater.
Good evening all, this is N4FPA calling the Denver Valley Amateur Radio Club's Thursday FM net.
N4NRV repeater.
This net BT's Thursday, Sunday evening, 8 o'clock p.m. local time for the purpose of passing traffic. Net training, as you'll get together of all hams in the area. Thursday night net, smooth IDCOM training at the discretion of the net control operator. All amateur radio operators in the range of this repeater are welcome to check in. This is a directed net. Your net control station this evening is N4FPA, November 4, Foxtrot Papa Alpha. My name is Roger Bell. I'm located in the town of Pulaski in Pulaski County, Virginia. This is the Denver Valley Amateur Radio Club's FM net. At this time, we'll take any emergency or priority traffic. Again, any emergency or priority traffic, please call N4FPA, net control. None heard. Are there any club announcements, routine traffic, or bulletins? Again, club announcements, routine traffic, or bulletins. Please call N4FPA, net control. Net Control makes several announcements, and some of those which you have heard in the past, those who are new to listen tonight, they would be of an interest, and please don't hesitate to inquire. This FMNet is held on link repeaters with location on the Cloyes Mountain and Brush Mountain. Cloyes Mountain is located in Pulaski County, and Brush Mountain is located in Montgomery County. The Cloyes Mountain repeater is on 147.180 with a plus 600 Hz offset NPL tone of 103.5. Brush Mountain repeater is on 444.650 MHz with a plus 5 MHz offset and a 107.2 tone. Based on the schedule in front of me, the next DE session will be held on Sunday, January 13, 2019. The testing center is at the Little Radford Public Library located across from Applebee's in Radford. Please arrive no later than 1:30 p.m. and bring the following items with you. Photo, copy, and original of your current amateur radio license, if licensed. And photo and original of the CSCE that are current. Two forms of ID, at least one photo ID, pens and pencils, and a calculator for math problems on exams. Please note, no pocket computers are allowed. Current exam fee is $15. Handicap access is also available. The Denver Valley Amateur Radio Club has a weekly Saturday morning Dutch Cheek breakfast held at 8:45 a.m. at the Country Kitchen in Christiansburg, and all are invited. The Country Kitchen is located at U.S. Route 11 near the town limits. Please note that on the first Saturday of each month, let me stand by correct that, this is all the breakfasts that we have on Saturday are held at the Country Kitchen in Christiansburg. Club conducts monthly meetings on the fourth Monday of each month at 7 o'clock p.m. Currently held at the Birthing Center Conference Room at Lewisville Montgomery Hospital, located at 3700 South Main Street in Blacksburg. Please note that you should park in the back parking lot. Always check the website, by the way, n4nrv.org for a change in location or dates and times. Are there any other announcements somebody would like to come forth with the interest of the club? This is N4FPA, net control. Call now. Not heard at that time. We're going to open the net for all stations within range of this repeater. If you would please, come with your name, your call sign when you check in. So I'll take mobile portable stations again. This is N4FPA, net control. Again, give your name, call sign, and also give your location. Please call now. Mobile portable. Don't hear any mobile portable stations, therefore we'll open them to all stations within range of this repeater. Please give your name, call sign, and location when you call in. This is N4FPA, net control, for the Nero Valley Amateur Radio Club's Thursday FM net. Please call now.
Hey, 4RC, Danny Christensburg.
W4XXV, Cam Pulaski, just in and out, please.
W3WEQ, Pete Christensburg, Virginia.
K4 Hotel Zulu, Christopher in Allegheny Springs.
KN4OXI, John in Little Montgomery. Just check me in and out, please.
W4VMU, mobile, coming out of Christiansburg.
W4VMU, Jack and Ripley.
Gentlemen, we may have had one double, but if you don't hear your call signed name, just come back again. W4VMU, we have Jack and Ripley. Mobile. KN4. UXI or VXI, in and out, John, I believe, in Allegheny Springs. Excuse me, my apologies. That's Christopher. But I think, John, you were in and out there, but correct me if I had your call wrong. K4HC, Christopher in Allegheny Springs. W3WQP, Christensburg. W4XXV, Cam. If you'll ask it, you're in and out. We recognize you. Thanks for your call. AI4RC, Mr. Danny and Seabird. Before I call them up, any other person that I called that whose name may have, whose transmission may have run together with another person, please call now.
I don't know if it counts. Kilo November 4, Oscar X-ray, India, John. Little Montgomery, in and out. Thanks for running that, though.
This is the full extent. Please come with your comments this evening. Now, 4C, please come with your comments.
All right, Roger. Been a while since I've heard you on, I believe. Thanks for doing that tonight. Went and filled up the truck today. Made sure I got plenty of gas for this big snowstorm. Dug out the snow shovel and got gas for the generator. By the way, the Liberty gas station by Corning in 460 Christiansburg does have the non-ethanol gas. Anybody's interested in that. So I guess we're ready here, and like I say, Chris Peters has a really good signal out of Allegheny Springs tonight. I don't know if he's changed anything or not, but good signal tonight, Chris. 73, see everybody at breakfast on Saturday. AI4RC, back to net control.
Thank you, Danny. Yeah, that's good to know. I wish we had one closer into me. I think Radford's probably the closest to us, ethanol. I'll make sure on all my boat gas and generator I use the stabilizer with the ethanol, reducer. That's part of the package that you buy when you buy the gas stabilizer, etc. Yeah, I've been busy, and I need to get my vehicle wired for the mobile again, upgraded, and haven't done that, so I've been away on a lot of the Thursday nights and with clients and so forth, so I missed the last several weeks on that, so I've had a chance to talk with. Hopefully things will slow down here in a few weeks, or, and as we get to the end of the year, we can enjoy more time with having a chance to catch up with you folks. You know, best, Ms. Wanda, Danny, we'll clear with AI4RC. We've got a list to W3WEQ, Mr. P. Tell us how things are in Christiansburg and if you've got our Christmas presents ready.
AI4FBA, W3WEQ. Good evening, Roger. Danny, Cam, Chris, John, Jack, Bill. Got a rhythm there. Anyway, had a pretty good week over here. I'm staying out of trouble. If you can believe that, I'll tell you a dozen more. But anyhow, looks like we're not going to get any snow, I don't think. That's my prediction, folks. What am I, who am I to say whether we're going to get any snow or not? But anyway, thanks for picking up the net there tonight, Roger. I was unsuccessful in calling a net Sunday night, but everything seems to be working fine here now with the Hoods Mountain Repeater. So that's a good thing. With that, I'll look forward to seeing everybody for breakfast Saturday. Tomorrow is Friday, and the next day is breakfast at, oh, I don't know, what's it called? It's at the restaurant over there on Radford. Another senior moment, I guess. Every time I talk to Roger, I get confused, folks. So it's not my fault, it's his. That's N4FPA. With that, I'll say 73. Look forward to seeing a lot of you at the Country Kitchen on Saturday morning. This is W3WEQ. Back to net.
Pete, you know, you're known for your generosity, and it seemed like it was a little lacking tonight. You never mentioned where our Christmas presents were. Everybody on the net that checked in was I wasn't in the impression that you had Christmas presents for. So obviously you're going to surprise us on Christmas Eve. Do you want to defend yourself real briefly, or do you want to remain silent? Go ahead, Pete.
This is W3WEQ. Well, I'll defend myself. Just keep looking in your mailboxes, folks. They're already in the mail, and they come in the shape of an envelope. This year, I went light on the present. And I look forward to getting the presents for every one of you, you fellows, that called in tonight, and the ones waiting to call in. This is W3WEQ. Back to that. 73 to all, and have a safe weekend.
Thanks for your good sense of humor, and I'll make sure we tell that redhead girlfriend of yours that you get more generous as you get older. The senior moments seem to work to your convenience. I'm not sure about this. Pete, always good to hear your voice. We'll hear with W3WEQ. We've got a list to another gentleman by the name of Christopher. He got lost out there in Allegheny Springs and moved into a place out to understand that is just waiting for a big Christmas party. K4HD, please come with your comments this evening.
Good evening, Roger. Good to hear you on. And Danny, thank you for the signal report. No change to the system, just I guess a lot more leaves are down right now. Anyway, we'll get to working on this when we have a chance. I think my best shot is going to be to get some 440 equipment up. I'll jump in on the Christmas presents. If anyone has any suggestions for door prizes for the January meeting, please feel free to drop me a note or give me a call. I'm certainly open for suggestions. And with that, we'll say 73s all around. Have a good evening, K4 Hotel Zulu.
Thank you for your call and you're right. Leaves do help a little bit when they drop off the trees. I know we have over-the-air signals from Roanoke on our TV using a digital antenna on the roof, and we have a get more and more problems. Trees tend to keep growing for some reason, and the antennas don't. You know how that goes. But if you ever have been an antenna that floats, tethered to a balloon or something that works, you let me know. We'll try it out. Christopher, if you get that Christmas present from TQ, make sure you call and tell the rest of us, because we believe he's having a senior moment. You may forget to mail it to the rest of us. Christopher, thank you for checking in. We'll clear with K4HC and move down to KN for VXI or UXI. I think that was John, and I think he was in and out, but I'll make sure I've got your call right if you're still listening. Move down the list to W4VMU. Please come with your comments this evening.
Okay, thank you, Roger, and good evening to everybody. And appreciate you doing the net. And had a pretty good day. My wife and I both went to our eye doctor in Christiansburg. Both got good reports, so that was a good thing. And then we visited with my sister for a couple of hours before we went and did a little shopping and came home. So overall, it was a good day. I need to go get some gas in the morning if there's any left down here. There's a station locally here in Parrishburg that sells the ethanol-free gas. I just hope they still have some tomorrow. But I've got a little bit of gas, but I ought to go get some more, I guess. So with that, I'll say good evening, 73 to everybody. Hope everybody has a good evening and stay warm. And we'll catch you on the next net. This is W4VMU, back to net control.
This is the N4NRV.
Well, Jack, always good to hear the voice. I'm glad you get some better reports. It's one of those things that, you know, it's, as we get a little older, we tend to see the doctor more often or the dentist. I don't know which one is worse, one of the dentists. Have to pay to go to the dentist or to the physician. Glad we're in the position. We're glad we have the capability of having those kind of services. There could be some countries they don't have that privilege of paying for those services. We'll clear with W4VMU and open it up to any and all stations within range of this repeater. This is N4FBA Net Control for the Deer Valley Amateur Radio Club Thursday FM Net. Please call now.
For PDO, Patrick in Christiansburg.
KK4, EWT, Dan in Christiansburg.
Alpha Kilo 4, India Sierra, Ed in Blacksburg.
KN4. QMN, Jason in Blacksburg.
All right, at the bottom of the list, we have KN4, QMN, Jason, and Mr. Ed. Ed, the same, I must apologize. Please come back with your call again.
Alpha Kilo 4 India Sierra.
Thank you, AK4IS. And then moving up to KK4AWT, Mr. Ben. And then we have KN4PDL, Patrick. At the top of the list, Patrick, please come with your comments this evening.
Roger, thanks for picking up the net. Hello to everybody on a Thursday night. I'm prepared as well. Kind of like Danny, just making sure everything's fueled up and ready. Jack, if your favorite station is not available, Pembroke Stop and Save, they're at Bostick's. They have non-ethanol. Don't know if that's the one you were thinking about or not, but they have it, if that helps you any. Don't have a whole lot. Got the wood box ready and ready for a good wood stove fire in case it's necessary. going to do a little hunting on Saturday before the storm hits and see what happens there. So, anyway, that's all I got. Hope everybody's safe in the storm, and I guess we'll all talk again on Sunday night. KN4PDO will clear.
Patrick, glad to hear you. And, I don't have a WITSU anymore, but there's a gentleman I've known that his comments on heating with wood is that he was going to go out and get a log and throw it on the propane stove. Great combination, isn't it? Well, clear with KN4PDL, moved in a list of KK4EWD. Mr. Ben, hope things are well. Your comments this evening.
KK4EWD, good evening, everybody. Roger, thank you for running the net. Well, as of tomorrow, Virginia Tech starts exams. And on top of that, we got the Blacksburg Christmas Parade at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And so, it's going to be a rough night for me. So, I'm going to get off about 4:30, run down, help with the parade, then go back to work about 10 o'clock tomorrow night. So, hope everybody's had a good week. Have a good weekend. KK4EWT, back to the net.
Doesn't like staying busy. You'll sleep well at night, I'm sure. Well, clear with KK4EWT, moved down the list to AK4IS. And Ed, hope that you and Dawn are doing well and that you're looking forward to some break from the academic pace here today. Please come with your comments.
Alpha Kilo 4, India Sierra, Ed in Blacksburg. Yeah, thanks, Roger. We're both doing well. As Ben indicated, its final exams start tomorrow. So this week has been a very busy one at the library. Pretty much every seat filled, and some places that aren't even really seats are filled with students right now. So a lot of people in the building. I had a long day myself. We had to go to Farmville, Virginia for a statewide meeting. So kind of tired right now, so I think I'll probably sleep pretty well tonight as well. And we did hit by Kroger's this evening just to get bread and milk and a few little extras, but we'll see if there's any snow coming this weekend or not. It's always hard to tell, especially a few days in advance, but I guess better to be ready for it. AK4IS clear.
I appreciate that. There's a lot of events starting this weekend. Christmas as Deers and Wilderness Road Museum in Newbern has great events going on the weekends, and I think Sunday's going to be pretty well taken care of, it snows, but due to the roads. But otherwise, I have a lot of wash filling and things from the 18th century at the Wilderness Road Museum there in Newbern, Virginia. Not too far from, in fact, where Alphabee's, Alphabee's Shawnee's is located here at the Devil's Exit. Newbern's only about 1 mile away with the Wilderness Road Museum. Well, clear with AK4IS, move down the list. Again, for QMN, Jason, thank you for taking time to check in. Please come with your comments.
I just want to say good evening to everybody. My first time checking in today. And it sounds like it's a good net going tonight. And I just got off work, so I figured I would jump on here and see if anybody was on here. Back to the net from KN4QMN.
Glad you took time to check in. You can do it anytime and jump on the repeater, throw a call out. Maybe somebody listening and have a chance to meet, talk with, and people passing through the area. I've talked with a lot of folks over the years that never would have had a chance to meet, at least on the air. They're passing through this area. So we'll do that anytime, and welcome to Nets here, and we meet on Thursday and Sunday nights. Go to the website if you like, if you haven't already been so, n4nrv.org. It has a lot of information on it. Again, n4nrv.org. We'll clear with K4QMN. open net to any and all radio stations, excuse me, amateur radio stations within range of this repeater. This is N4FPA, net control for the Nuevo Valley Amateur Radio Club. This is 2 meter FM net. Please call now.
N4OOG, Cindy Mobile in Blacksburg.
This is the N4MRV repeater.
KN4CQV, Bill in Christiansburg.
CQV and KN4OG. Sounds like to me that we have a pair. And Bill, we're not going to charge you tonight for following your wife. Out of respect, I think your wife fell off. We're going to throw the top of this KN4OG. Cindy, good to hear your voice tonight. Please come with your comments.
Thank you, Roger. Actually, we're a separate pair. We left the same point, but by different ways. We had our Mount Tabor Rootin' Club Christmas dinner tonight, which was delightful and a very good time, as it always is. But at that point, we parted company. Bill headed home, and I headed to the emergency room in Blacksburg to see about one of our members. evidently, he was trying to make a grand entrance at our Christmas dinner, and he was riding his hoverboard in through the doorway and crashed and fell and broke his arm. So he didn't quite make it in. But he's all fixed up now. He still has to see a surgeon, but he's okay, and he's taking it very well. But I went by to see about him on the way home. So his ride got there, and I headed home. So that's about the extent of our day. Other than work, it was a good day for me, and just ready for the whatever's coming this weekend. And I heard Ed earlier, a day or two ago, and picked up bread and milk, but just because that was what we needed, but I thought it was kind of funny. But anyway, I think that's all I've got, so I will wish everybody 73, and I will turn it back to the net. Roger, thanks again for picking it up. Everybody be safe this weekend, and oh, I will not be able to make it to breakfast on Saturday. But I hope we have a good turnout, and everybody has a good time, and then goes home and bundles up and enjoys being inside and safe and sound. So with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. KN4OOG, clear.
I appreciate that. And snow is nice. It does slow things down for a while, and I appreciate the fact of I have a 2-foot-long driveway that I shovel. I do have a snowboard, don't use it much, but I enjoy shoveling a little bit at a time and a couple inches at a time, and get you out exercising, just a nice little pace, and keeps your joints fluid, so to speak. I was going to ask Pete to come over and shovel, but he didn't like to drive in the snow, even though he has a real nice vehicle to drive with. He said it's too far from the fountain to shovel the snow, so I don't get much help from Pete on that, but nevertheless, Cindy, thanks for checking in. We'll clear with Kay. 4OG, move down the list to Mr. Bill, KN4C. Please call with your comments.
Well, good evening, Roger. Appreciate you doing the net tonight, and hello to everyone else on the net. Been listening since it began. I tried a couple of times when I was on the mobile unit, but apparently I couldn't get through for whatever reason. Trying to flip the knobs in the dark. I may not have it set right, but nevertheless, we got home and been listening here. But we certainly do hope that everybody will be safe over the weekend and not do anything that they shouldn't do, especially get out in it when they don't need to. So just be safe, everyone. In the meantime, again, it's good to hear everybody on the net tonight. Sounds like we had a pretty active one, and I certainly do appreciate being able to jump in here and say my piece. So I'll return it to the net. KN4, CQV is clear.
Positive attitude always helps, doesn't it? We'll clear with KN4CQV and make a final call for any and all amateur radio stations within range, Mr. Peter. This is N4FPA Net Control for the Nuevo Valley Amateur Radio Club's 2 meter FM net. Please call now.
November 4, Oscar, X-ray, India, John, Little Montgomery.
John, please come with your call one more time, please. Make sure I've got it right.
Kilo, November 4, Oscar, X-ray, India, KN4OXI, John, Little Montgomery.
John, KN4QXI, a pleasure to check in with you this evening. I'm glad you're taking time to check into that. Hope things are well with you. Please call and come with your comments.
Oh, not much to say. Just listened to the net and pretty much got the same sentiments as most everybody else. Not looking forward to the snow, but snow is pretty. Hope I don't lose power, but glad I got a generator. Everybody be safe out there, and hope everybody has a great weekend. And I'll say 73s and turn it back over to net control. This is KN4OXI, clear.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you taking time, and you're like us. We enjoy the snow, whatever it brings, and it appears that if it does, it's going to be pretty wet snow. It appears folks to the east of us towards Martinsville will probably get the sleet. But right now, I think we're on task. NWS services, National Weather Service alerts are showing between 5 and 10 inches in Pulaski, and 8 to 16 towards the east side of the Blue Ridge towards Hill Full Daylight area. Well, we'll clear with KN4OXI. Any make a final call for any and all amateur radio stations within range of this repeater. Please call in for FPA net control. For taking time to check in on this Thursday evening, and we'll look forward to talking again on Sunday evening. At this time, we're going to close this net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. The net is now closed. This is N4FP8 net control. Station clear.